CJLO News. Liberal MP for NDG Westmount, Anna Ganey, canceled her local campaign launch event shortly after the group Vote for Palestine announced they would be protesting at the launch. Ganey is running for re-election in NDG Westmount riding, which is considered a liberal stronghold. The activist group Vote for Palestine is a national movement with a contingent in the riding. They say getting in touch with Ganey has been a challenge. Here is one of their members, NDG resident Jade S., who has chosen to hide his last name due to recent doxing attempts.
We've written and or tried to meet with Anna Ganey for almost a year now. There have been several attempts at writing her, and we've intersected at certain events, for example, within NDG. But when she's there, she says, oh, I don't, you know, she kind of reacts like, oh, please talk to my people.
Ganey had a campaign launch scheduled for the evening of March 24th. The group, Vote for Palestine, after over a year of attempts to meet with Ganey, announced that morning they would be protesting at the launch event. Later in the day, the event was canceled with no explanation from the Ganey campaign. Vote for Palestine in NDG is taking credit for the cancellation.
Now she's canceling events if we try to protest, which is ironic because it's giving way more visibility than if she had just actually met and tried to listen to the very basic requests that we want to make.
Vote for Palestine's main goal is getting the issue of Palestinian human rights on the agenda during this election campaign. The Israeli Defense Force announced recently they plan on going forward with the Trump administration's proposal to forcibly remove all Palestinians from Gaza. Israel's action in Gaza and the West Bank have been condemned by a myriad of human rights groups, including Amnesty International, who have declared the country's military campaign a genocide. Vote for Palestine wants to see candidates in this election promise to fight for a stronger two-way arms embargo and sanctions against Israel in Canada's parliament.
You know, just basically human rights activists. There's a strong queer contingent, there's a strong Jewish contingent, we work with independent Jewish voices, we work with Jewish Voices for Peace, we work with Montréal Nord for Palestine, anyway, whatever. This, like I say, the cloud of people that are trying to activate the Vote for Palestine campaign really just want to put that issue on people's minds within the top 20 issues that will be raised in this election. And visibility is our key. So we will be protesting whoever is taking an anti-Palestinian position, and we will be trying to meet and convince people that are convincible. So we thought Anna Ganey was convincible, and we're more and more now convinced that she is not. So those are the elements where we want to push forward, and we want to make people aware that the politicians that they're voting for may just be pro-genocide.
The movement is focused on meetings with MPs and MP candidates across Canada, regardless of party affiliation. Multiple candidates in this election have met with members of the group and embraced their agenda. Currently, 23 Liberal candidates across Canada have signed a Vote for Palestine pledge to make Palestinian human rights an issue in this election. Here in NDG, the NDP candidate, Malcolm Lewis Richmond, has been receptive to the group and also signed this pledge. Anna Ganey did not attend an interview with CJLO after one had been scheduled, with no follow-up. CJLO has been attempting to interview Ganey since before her campaign for re-election was announced. She has made no public statements on record regarding the Vote for Palestine movement. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Stereo Field Trip. This is episode number 6. We have a very wonderful episode planned for you guys tonight. So thank you very much for joining me. I'm Seamus Dalla, as always, your host. And if you don't know already, basically the show is a themed show where every single episode I have a theme that ties these songs together. It's not about genre. It's not about the decade it was released in. It has nothing to do with that. It's basically, I'm just trying to show you some new, fresh music, usually here out of Canada, or even more specifically out of Montreal, some up-and-coming stuff. And I'm trying to make it a fun time. We're going to go on a field trip through sound. So anyways, up first, from Curmudgeon himself, this is a single that was released not too long ago. This is Hookman. Also, the whole vibe of today's episode, the whole theme is Tell Me a Story. Basically, it's any song that has a very clear narrative and the ability to sort of project a movie on the front of the inside of your cranium, if you get what I mean. And if that means that the songwriter is literally telling a story, which in a lot of cases it is this episode, then that's what it's going to sound like. So up first, we have Hookman by Curmudgeon. I do very much hope that you enjoy. Here we go.
I found you that night. Scared and alone. Little did I know, you escaped a broken home. All I wanted was for you to be safe. I didn't know the man at the hook, hooked you away that night. He brought you to a lofty place, a place of no repair, no remorse. Buttons and needles scattered, ready to be stuffed. But you were there that morning too, but this time I knew, the man with the hook, gonna need a new pup. So I made a new one, one to trick him.
What a way to start off a Friday night, 9 p.m., with a face-melting guitar solo that just makes you sort of curl back into your neck with your chin, you know what I mean? That's I love stuff like that. That's why we put it on here. Anyways, yeah, Hookman, super cool narrative at the beginning. That's the whole vibe. Every one of these songs is gonna be telling you pretty much a whole story beginning to end. So yeah, I'm really excited to tell you what we got up next. We have another one from Norsu, who we do love playing here on Stereo Field Trip. Norsu, of course, coming out of British Columbia, some nice sort of Midwest emo vibes, but nowhere near the Midwest. This one is called Lessons For You from the Basement Suite album. Here you go, Norsu with Lessons. I hope you enjoy. Let's keep this ball rolling.
Lessons in my little bit of living from people. places books and parts of me that lie unfinished. So I pick up what I've got from the dust, and I walk into the night. The dark by mood reminds me of my basement sanctuaries. Wood paneled walls, game consoles taught me I'd get through all the times I'd get it wrong and need to readjust my train of thought. My heavy steps reverberate through silence as I'm thinking of letters sent and unreplied, whose answers I was told abide inside the words we've gotten wrong since the day that they were written down. They all told me that I was thinking too much, that I gotta go to God to get unfucked up. So I beat the burning bramble, try to bleed away that wound. But in the moments after the fire died down, with bloody knuckles throbbing, I fell to the ground and I saw the sky staring back, and it looked just like me. All at once, distant yet somehow sewn together. They taught me how to fight and what it's like to breathe through pain, and how to hold my head high when I'd get called to the garage to be scared straight. My father taught me God would love far better than he could. He was right, but Jesus never showed me how to swing a hammer right, or how to wander through the woods and read the trees, or count the sounds upon the wind. Thank you, Dad. My mother's heart is soft as she could sometimes be unstable. She taught me how to see myself through art at the kitchen table, and that my heart and thoughts are good as gold so long as I would stay true. I love you, Mom. They all told me that I was thinking too much, that I gotta go to God to get unfucked up. So I beat the burning bramble, trying to bleed away that blue. But in the moments after the fire died down, with bloody knuckles throbbing, I fell to the ground and I saw the sky staring back, and it looked just like me. And it said, son, beloved, I know just how low you get sometimes, but in your heart, despite the dark, I've placed a spark to light your way when you're low. And it's low, 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 it's love, 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 it's love.
That was Norsu there with the track Lessons. What an absolutely beautiful story. I mean, when we talk about a narrative in a song, it kind of, like, that's as good as you can get. Just a real, solid, actual thing you can tell happened to an actual person. That's what people connect with, man. That's why we're doing this episode. It's a beautiful reason to collect a bunch of songs together. And, like, yeah, I know it's, like, kind of subjective what is and what isn't a narrative, but also, like, this is my show, and this is the songs that give me movies in my head. So if you don't agree, then maybe you can DM me on Instagram and send me your song that's better, and I'll play it for sure. Anyways, coming up, we got from Mr. Gustav Savignac, also practicing musician out of Montreal right now, originally from BC, amazing funk jazz fusion kind of guy, the cleanest guitar you'll ever hear in a pretty cool pair of shades. This is Gustav Savignac's song, Mr. Word. I really hope you enjoy.
Mr. Fallen Word, what have you heard? Something preterred you last night. Now you're gone like the autumn bird. Regrow, reburn, forget, relearn. It's not right.
made a man to sit and watch your TV, pretending to fade away. Then you wonder why you pay to never see another day. Don't be so sure, resemblance ushers what is right. Now you're lost in the what is her, retrospector, an interceptor from that night. When you paid a man to sit uncomfortably and wonder why he's turning green, and you wonder why you're sick and tired of asking what they mean.
Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
CJLO is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
Folks, welcome back from the advertisements. I do hope they were as refreshing as an ice cold Corona with a little folding umbrella sticking at the top of it. Probably a pink one. Up next, I'm going to actually play two songs in a row for you. I know I don't usually do that because like the whole thing with this is explaining the reason why the song is important before I play the song and then play the song for you. But these two, I think, fit really well together, even though they're absolutely different from each other and from like totally different whole worlds of genre. But you'll see why, because on this, our episode, Tell Me a Story, it's a whole narrative episode, and the next two songs I'm going to play you are called Go Tell the Captain, followed by This Ship Will Never Sail Again. One of them is by Felix Questel, who is currently practicing in Montreal. One of them is by a sort of thrashy punk band from St. Catharines, Ottawa, called Ceiling Fan. Both of them are, I mean, it's going to be an absolute whiplash for you in between, but they got the like same narrative sort of continuation going on here. So I just think they work really well together. So yeah, here's Go Tell the Captain, followed by This Ship Will Never Sail Again. I hope you enjoy, y'all. Here you go.
Tell the captain to steer the boat ashore. The icy wind is close. closing in and I can't hear no more. Go tell the captain the situation's dire. It's coming down at a rate that's quite concerning. The sound is most unnerving. Oh, please save us from this fate, Captain. Go tell the captain. Go tell the captain. Tell the captain, our time is running thin. The oars are shot, the sails are taut, there's water pouring in. Up walks the captain, bottle in. Takes a look around, laughs, my friends, it's hopeless. I'm afraid that's my diagnosis now. Go try and make your peace, Captain. Go tell the captain. Go tell the captain. Tell him, go tell him, go tell the captain. Oh, 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 oh. Go tell the captain, there must be something he can do. Must be some way out of this. Must be someone in the crew who can turn the ship.
The cycle of erosion, our people's corrosion. The shallow water has turned to an ocean.
That's pretty much what I needed from those two songs in a row. Yep, you heard it here first, folks. I just made it part of the canon of both of those songs that they exist in the same universe and are about the same ship going down. That's the kind of power they give me here at Stereo Field Trip. No. Anyways, on this, our narrative episode, we got another beautiful narrative-driven sort of storytelling song coming up for you from a very beautiful, beautifully voiced singer-songwriter, Anna Rom, also practicing out of here in Montreal, but also coincidentally from BC originally. This is A Rock from the Ocean, which I hear is actually literally just about sort of sitting on the beach on the west coast of BC and pondering about where those rocks are coming from, where that driftwood's coming from, and how it might feel to be that driftwood, you know what I mean? Anyway, so if you dig it, you dig it. And this is A Rock from the Ocean from Anna Rom. A beautiful, beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it.
Across the vast waters. Oh, yeah, that's pretty much what I needed to make me cry. I'm joking, I'm not crying. But that's a beautiful song, though. I really do get the feeling that that's like a story being told to me from a loved one or from someone who obviously cares a lot about things. That's a, wow, very articulate, Seamus Dalla. Very well done. Anyways, we got some more beautiful sort of folk cuts for you coming up next, as well as some other stuff, because, you know, Stereo Field Trip, we're gonna whiplash you every now and then. But yeah, because it is sort of the folk roots week here at CJ Low, I figured I would show off some more of that awesome folk and indie folk that's coming out right now, like this upcoming one. Straight out of Australia, actually, but this is someone who DM'd Stereo Field Trip asking to get their music played, and I said, absolutely. Actually, so is Ceiling Fan. A lot of what you're going to hear tonight was delivered directly to me off of the Stereo Field Trip Instagram DM, so thank you, artists, so much for sending in your music, and please continue to do so, because otherwise we won't have as much amazing new material here to play. But yeah, on our narrative episode, up next, we have from Hanny Day here on CJ Low 1690 AM, Stereo Field Trip. This is the song All That I Have, and it's a really, really beautiful one. And I do hope you enjoy it, and that's pretty much it. I always say I hope you enjoy it because I enjoy it so much just playing it for you, and pretty much I have the aux and you don't. So here you go, All That I Have by Hanny Day, some of the best indie folk that I've heard in recent years. This is some of that once in a generation kind of stuff where you're like, oh wow, this is really, really, really good. Here we go, All That I Have, Hanny Day. I'm gonna stop hyping it up and just click play.
Oh, something keeps on holding me back. The fear the world will collapse, the dormant heart attack. Haunting you now, that sacred look in your eyes, that fear of tumbling skies. It's all that I have. It's all that I have. I can't keep living life on repeat.
Life on
wake up
repeat.
And go back to sleep. Wait till I turn 23.
Yeah, amazing stuff, yo. That's Hanny Day. That's like their only song right now, which is crazy to me. Like, it's so
high quality. I love that stuff. And this person only has 116 monthly listeners on the good old Spotify. So, like, you know, feel free to hit up Hanny Day on Spotify. Give that some streams because it definitely deserves it. Anyways, yeah. Up next, we got another narrative-driven song on our Tell Me a Story episode. So yeah, this is also an artist that sent me music specifically. In fact, the next like three are this. I got so much material that this is all you guys. So thank you very much. I honestly can't thank you enough. If you have a song you want to hear on the radio, or you know. Actually, that's kind of the only requirement. Just send it to me on the Stereo Field Trip DMs on Instagram. Anyways, yeah, up next on CJLO 1690 AM Stereo Field Trip, this is Horizon Found Me by Graham Steinman and Bronte Hunter.
Miracle of love, rest your tired wings and wrap around me. The bells out of town.
That's like a celestial groove of a narrative, if you know what I mean. That's just, that had me bobbing my head, like, but as if I was like a creature whose a bundle of sensory organs is like different because I'm an alien and I'm in space bobbing my head. That's what that felt like. I don't know what I meant by that. Okay, sorry. Anyways, coming up next, we have another one that was sent in on the Stereo Field Trip DMs from Emile Fortin. This is a beautiful, beautiful track. If you're not into some of the heavier, more distorted music, I really, really, really want you to pay attention to this one, Mom and Dad, because it is going to surprise you about at the halfway point, and it's going to go from being something you might think, hey, what the heck is that? To being like, oh, this guy really knows what he's doing on the guitar. To me, I think that from the whole way through because I like that hardcore stuff. But I'm just saying, if you're one of those people, Mom and Dad, then that's what I want you to be listening for. Anyways, here you go. This is Part Of by Emile Fortin from his debut album, Soirée Malaisée. Anyways, I really, really hope you enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Yes, folks, that was Part Of by Emile Fortin. And I don't want to waste any more time. We got lots more tracks to go through. I do love the talk spots, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I gotta keep it rolling. We got tons more tracks to go through. So this next one, by a person who is actually called Debbie Christ, from what I can gather. This is a awesome punk group coming out of Montreal right now, and this one is called I'm Afraid of Love. Here on our narrative episode, Tell Me a Story of Stereo Field Trip on CJLO 1690 AM, this is Debbie Christ's I'm Afraid of Love. I do hope you enjoy it!
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
So?
I've got a confession to make.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm courageous kind of woman, force of nature.
Every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd. Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights at midnight on 1690 AM, CJLO.
Feeling overwhelmed by the state of the world? You're not alone. Join Mosaic for How to Choose Between Apathy and Empathy in an Overwhelming World, a workshop designed to help you navigate burnout, cultivate compassion, and balance your mental and emotional well-being. Join us on April 11th at the Hall Building. For more info, visit our website at mosaic.org.
You just heard from our ads here on CJLO 1690, and I hope that those ads made you feel appreciated like the awesome and lovely human being that you are. Anyways, up next, we got a beautiful story-driven track for you by Belle Larme, also sent to me on the Stereo Field Trip Instagram. So yeah, listen to how much radio you're listening to that came right from the Instagram. If you want your music on the radio, DM me. They let me make big boy decisions, and I'm the one that gets to choose the songs, and I want it to be you, okay? Anyway, so up next, we got Wildfire by Belle Lang, right out of Montreal. Enjoy this one the way that you would enjoy a Shirley Temple in like a Red Robin at age 9.
And up the steps, you took my face in your hands, cigarettes on your breath. I couldn't know what happened.
I mean, have you ever heard drums going that hard while you're also, like, singing a story about, like, a really heartfelt, like, beautiful... while you're singing, like, a heartfelt, beautiful story about, like, a breakup. Like, that... Some of those lyrics in there, I don't know if you caught them, but, wow, they're very good. Like, the whole, like, you know, not talking since we were at the bar last night type thing, and now we're in the car tonight. That's not at all what was said, but it was something along those lines. I was listening to this earlier today, and that really caught me. I was like, whoa, chills. Anyways, up next, we got a favorite in Montreal pop right now, Hubert Lenoir, with the song Secret, which is, among other things, just pretty much about being gay, and it's really, really cool. And I really hope you like this one. Amazing music video on this song, by the way, where Hubert's dressed up like a raccoon, or a skunk, sorry. So if you like some cool modern French pop, this one's for you. It's kind of funky, too. Listen to the bass in this one coming up. The story is amazing, but the bass is also pretty amazing.
Je voudrais te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret dans ce tour de moi pour décupler le massacre que tu fais. Mais je sais que tu sais que c'est comme ça. Condoléances à tous ceux qui sont comme moi. Je voudrais te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret. Lips. si qu'on m'a dit que c'était juste une fausse. On n'est pas dans la même cause. On prononce pas les mêmes phrases. Que j'éprouve en secret dans ce cœur de moi pour déchiffrer les effets qui t'y fait. Mais je sais que tu sais que c'est comme ça. Condoléances à tous ceux qui sont comme moi. Je peux te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret dans ce cœur de moi pour décuper le massacre.
I mean, I'm always grooving to Hubert Lenoir here in the studio, so you gotta know I had to put it on. Anyways, but yeah, so we're almost at the end of our hour here. I got two more songs to play for you that on our narrative episode, on our Tell Me a Story episode of Stereo Field Trip, CJ Low 1690 AM. Yeah, this first one that you're gonna hear is A Weakness by Tyler Wu, who is an artist currently practicing out of Victoria, BC, who also headlines for a Vancouver band. And then after that, you're going to hear The Garden by Sally Louise and Madiero, which is there, I believe we're practicing out of Oregon. So kind of a different vibe. But yeah, I'm going to leave you with these two songs back to back because I just kind of don't have a lot of time and I really want to get these ones to you. So this is my goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 6 of Stereo Field Trip. A big kiss for you. I love you so much. Here's A Weakness by Tyler Wu. Wait, here's A Weakness by Tyler Wu.